From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. There's a delay in a critical pressure test on a tight ceiling cap that's been installed on the well gushing oil into the Gulf of Mexico, a cap designed to stop the flow of oil. NPR's Richard Harris joins us now. Richard, what seems to be the problem?
Well, BP hasn't said exactly what's causing the delay, only that they need more time to analyze the situation, and that analysis will continue today. Up till now, everything has actually been going quite well with this new piece of equipment. They installed it on Monday, which was ahead of schedule. But the test does carry some risk. A worst-case scenario would mean that oil would form new pathways up to the seafloor, and those would be much harder to control. So they're being careful here.
And Richard, what about the ongoing efforts to collect the oil that's already in the Gulf?
Well, there are two ships on site processing oil, and soon they should be able to handle about 30,000 barrels a day. That's better than the system that they had in place last week, although clearly we still do see oil spewing into the Gulf.
Thanks, Richard. NPR's Richard Harris reporting from Washington. Democrats in the Senate say they have enough votes now to overcome a Republican filibuster and pass a sweeping overhaul of the nation's financial regulations. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the legislation could reach the president's desk by the end of the week.
This bill has been one of President Obama's top priorities. It's the biggest package of financial reform since the Great Depression. The president said it will prevent a financial crisis like the one we just went through.
This reform is good for families, it's good for businesses, it's good for the entire economy, and I urge the Senate to act quickly.
The Senate plans to vote on it tomorrow. Three Republican senators agreed to support the bill. President Obama is giving an economic speech in Michigan tomorrow, and he's spending the weekend with his family in Maine. So he'll likely sign the bill into law early next week. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
A new report from the White House says the administration's economic stimulus law has saved or created between 2.5 and 3.3 million jobs. That's about a 20% increase over the previous report by the White House Council of Economic Advisers. The head of the council, Christina Romer, is set to testify on Capitol Hill today. In her prepared remarks, she says every $1 in stimulus money is being matched by $3 in private sector money, the combination helping stimulate job creation. Broadcasters have won a major victory over the Federal Communications Commission. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports a federal appeals court has struck down rules that impose stiff fines against broadcasters that allow so-called fleeting expletives on the air.
The appeals court unanimously threw out the rules for stiff fines, declaring that they were so vague they invited selective enforcement and self-censorship. The court said there was little rhyme or reason to the FCC's enforcement decisions. It noted that the agency fined one broadcaster for airing a documentary about the Blues in which interviewees used the F word and the S word, but no fines were levied for the airing of the movie Saving Private Ryan, which had plenty of the same words. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Three American troops are among the dead in an attack outside a police station in Kandahar, Afghanistan. Five Afghan civilians were also killed. A suicide bomber detonated a blast at the entrance to the compound, then militants opened fire with rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the attack. An expert advisory panel of the Food and Drug Administration is scheduled to vote today on whether to remove a widely used diabetes drug from the market. NPR's Richard Knox reports the drug is called Avandia.
In 2007, the FDA decided to keep it on the market, even though an advisory committee voted that it probably increases the risk of heart problems and death. Since then, there's been a blizzard of new data. Yesterday, another advisory group began plowing through it. They heard sharply conflicting testimony from the drug's maker, outside experts, and from within the FDA. Here's FDA staffer David Graham.
What's more likely? It's more likely that this drug is increasing the risk than that it's not.
The FDA has asked the advisory committee to come to a conclusion this afternoon on whether the evidence of harm has reached a tipping point. But the final decision rests with the agency's top brass. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The Obama administration's new policy on combating AIDS and HIV sets a goal of reducing new infections by 25% over the next 5 years. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius.
Because the number of people living with HIV has gone up over that years, that means we're driving down infection rates slightly, but not fast enough. We're keeping pace when we should be gaining ground.
Sebelius says the new policy also aims to get treatment for 85% of patients within 3 months of diagnosis. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.